What if we already have all the solutions we need to reverse global warming? While politicians debate and corporations hesitate, Paul Hawkins' groundbreaking book, Drawdown, reveals a surprising truth. We possess the technologies and practices to begin reducing greenhouse gases right now. The project has become a cultural phenomenon, endorsed by celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio and Emma Watson, and transforming how we think about climate action. Rather than focusing on sacrifice, Drawdown presents a hopeful roadmap of practical solutions that create jobs, improve health, and build more vibrant communities. As Bill McKibben noted, Drawdown is likely the most comprehensive model of climate solutions ever made. Let's explore this revolutionary approach to humanity's greatest challenge. For decades, climate change has been framed as an insurmountable crisis requiring painful sacrifice. Drawdown flips this narrative, asking not how can we reduce emissions, but rather how can we reverse global warming. This subtle shift transforms climate action from burden to opportunity. The project began in 2013 when Hawkins, frustrated by the absence of a comprehensive plan, assembled 70 researchers from 22 countries to identify and measure 100 substantive solutions to climate change. What makes Drawdown unique is its rigorous, data-driven approach. Each solution underwent meticulous analysis to determine its carbon impact, cost, and savings over 30 years. Rather than creating new technologies, the team discovered existing practices already being implemented worldwide. The results challenge conventional wisdom about what matters most in addressing climate change. The term drawdown itself names the specific moment when greenhouse gases begin declining annually rather than increasing. This represents the only sensible goal, not merely slowing emissions, but actually reversing global warming. The project's findings offer a roadmap to achieve this turning point through solutions that are economically viable and socially beneficial. Most remarkably, Drawdown demonstrates that these solutions create regenerative economic outcomes. They improve health, create jobs, save money, and restore ecosystems. The overwhelming majority are no-regret solutions that benefit society regardless of their climate impact. This positive framing shifts climate action from sacrifice to opportunity, from burden to benefit, making it accessible to everyone regardless of political affiliation. The energy sector represents both our greatest climate challenge and our most promising opportunity. Drawdown details how renewable energy technologies, once dismissed as impractical, have defied predictions to become cost competitive with fossil fuels. This transition is now economically inevitable, driven by market forces rather than policy alone. Wind energy, ranked second among all climate solutions, has evolved from ancient Persian windmills to modern turbines generating electricity at just 2.9 cents per kilowatt hour, cheaper than coal, gas, or oil. With 314,000 turbines worldwide already supplying nearly 4% of global electricity, countries like Denmark now generate over 40% of their electricity from wind. The United States has sufficient wind potential in just three states, Kansas, North Dakota, and Texas, to meet nationwide electricity demand. Solar power has undergone an even more dramatic transformation. Since the 1950s, when Bell Labs accidentally discovered photovoltaic technology, costs have plummeted from $1,900 per watt to just 65 cents. Solar farms now account for 65% of new solar capacity globally, appearing in deserts, military bases, landfills, and even floating on reservoirs. Rooftop solar further democratizes energy production, with 1.5 million systems in Germany, 3.6 million home solar systems in Bangladesh, and 16% of Australian homes generating their own electricity. What about when the sun isn't shining or wind isn't blowing? Drawdown addresses this challenge through complementary solutions like geothermal energy, providing reliable baseload power 24/7, energy storage technologies, and grid flexibility. Smart grids with two-way communication between suppliers and consumers can predict and adjust electricity flow in real time, integrating variable renewable sources while optimizing demand. Perhaps most surprising is the role of microgrids, localized networks of distributed energy that can operate independently or connect to the main grid. These systems increase efficiency by serving local demand with local supply, offering greater resilience during outages. For the 1.1 billion people globally without electricity access, microgrids provide a more practical solution than extending traditional grid infrastructure. Together, these energy solutions demonstrate that the transition from fossil fuels is not only possible, but economically advantageous. The question is no longer whether we can power our world with renewable energy, but how quickly we can make the shift. When we think about climate change causes, fossil fuels typically come to mind first. Yet drawdown reveals our food system may be an even more significant contributor when combining emissions from farming, deforestation, and food waste. The good news? Food-related solutions rank among the most powerful ways to reverse global warming. Plant-rich diets represent a climate solution accessible to anyone who eats. If cattle were their own nation, they would be the world's third largest greenhouse gas emitter. By reducing meat consumption, particularly beef, individuals can significantly lower their carbon footprint while improving health. Research shows plant-rich diets could reduce emissions by 63-70% while decreasing global mortality by 6-10%, potentially saving $1 trillion annually in healthcare costs. Food waste presents another enormous opportunity. One-third of all food produced never reaches consumers, creating 4.4 gigatons of CO2 equivalent annually, making food waste the third largest emitter globally after the U.S. and China. Solutions differ by region. In lower-income countries, improving storage infrastructure prevents spoilage early in the supply chain. In wealthier nations, addressing retail and consumer behavior through date labeling standardization and campaigns celebrating ugly produce can make substantial differences. Agricultural practices offer some of the most powerful climate solutions. Regenerative agriculture, which includes no tillage, diverse cover crops, on-farm fertility, minimal pesticides, and multiple crop rotations, rebuilds carbon content in soil while improving fertility, water retention, and natural pest resistance. Farms implementing these methods have seen organic matter rise from 1-2% to 5-8% over a decade, representing 25-60 tons of carbon sequestered per acre. Silvopasture, which integrates trees with livestock and forage, challenges conventional wisdom that trees and grazing animals don't belong together. These systems sequester 5-10 times as much carbon as treeless pastures, while improving animal welfare, enhancing forage quality, and diversifying farm income. Despite higher upfront costs, the practice is spreading globally as farmers recognize its multiple benefits. Perhaps most surprising is the impact of improved rice cultivation. Rice provides one-fifth of global calories, but contributes at least 10% of agricultural greenhouse gas emissions through methane from flooded paddies. The system of rice intensification addresses this by planting younger, single seedlings with more space, using intermittent rather than continuous flooding, and applying organic compost. These practices increase yields by 50-100%, while reducing seed use by 80-90%, water inputs by 25-50%, and methane emissions significantly. Together, these food solutions demonstrate that we can feed humanity while healing rather than harming the planet. The choices we make about what we eat, how we grow it, and whether we waste it represent some of our most powerful climate levers. While reducing emissions is essential, drawdown emphasizes we must also remove carbon from the atmosphere through natural carbon sinks. Land-based solutions offer a critical pathway to drawdown through sequestration in forests, soils, and coastal ecosystems. Forest protection and restoration represent the most powerful combined solution available. Primary forests like the Amazon contain 300 billion tons of carbon, but once logged, even under a sustainable management, these forests suffer biological degradation. Since humans began farming, Earth's tree population has fallen by 46%, with 15 billion trees cut annually. Stopping deforestation and restoring forests could offset up to one-third of global carbon emissions. Brazil's success story reduced Amazon deforestation by 80% through scientific monitoring, land registry programs, credit restrictions, and voluntary agreements with industry. Though recent backsliding shows constant vigilance is needed, this demonstrates how quickly forest protection can deliver climate benefits. Coastal wetlands, salt marshes, mangroves, and seagrasses sequester blue carbon at rates 5 times higher than tropical forests, mostly in deep wetland soils. Mangrove forests alone may hold 22 billion tons of carbon. When these ecosystems are degraded or destroyed, they shift from carbon sinks to potent emission sources. Protection efforts include government regulations and nonprofit programs safeguarding critical areas, while restoration approaches range from passive rehabilitation to intensive efforts creating living shorelines. Peatlands represent another critical carbon sink. Though covering just 3% of Earth's land area, they store twice the carbon of all the world's forests, an estimated 500 to 600 gigatons. When disrupted, they become powerful greenhouse chimneys. Drained peatlands make up just 0.3% of global land area, yet produce 5% of all human-caused carbon dioxide emissions. Rewetting drained peatlands is the chief priority, stopping water from escaping and reflowing soils to curb oxidation and carbon release. Indigenous peoples' land management offers valuable lessons for carbon sequestration. Indigenous and community-owned lands represent 18% of all land area, including approximately 14% of global forest lands containing 37.7 billion tons of carbon stock. Their traditional practices conserve biodiversity while maintaining ecosystem services. Studies show forests under secure indigenous tenure have lower deforestation rates than similar forests without tenure security. These land-based solutions demonstrate that protecting and restoring natural systems isn't just environmentally sound, it's one of our most powerful tools for addressing climate change. Cities, once blamed for environmental destruction, are being reimagined as centers of climate innovation. Drawdown reveals how urban environments can become models of sustainability through thoughtful design and technology. Buildings account for 32% of global energy use and 19% of energy-related emissions. Net zero buildings, which produce as much energy as they use annually, have evolved from engineering challenges to mainstream construction. These buildings reduce energy loads through strategic design, maximizing daylight, incorporating high insulation walls and windows, using electrochromic glass, and employing passive solar gain and natural ventilation principles. Cities like Cambridge, Massachusetts, plan for all buildings to be net zero by 2040, while California aims to mandate net zero residential construction by 2020 and commercial buildings by 2030. Retrofitting existing structures is equally critical, since buildings are replaced at only 1 to 3% annually. The Empire State Building exemplifies successful retrofitting, achieving 38% energy reduction by rebuilding its 6,514 windows with insulating film and upgrading systems, saving $4.4 million in energy costs annually. According to Rockefeller Foundation analysis, investing $279 billion in U.S. building retrofits could yield over $1 trillion in energy savings over 10 years while generating 3.3 million job years. Transportation within cities offers another powerful intervention point. Walkable cities prioritize feet over wheels through careful planning and design. When 5% of car trips shift to walking by 2050, we could avoid 2.9 gigatons of carbon dioxide emissions and save $3.3 trillion in car ownership costs. Bike infrastructure complements walkability. Cities like Amsterdam and Copenhagen demonstrate the potential, with bikes outnumbering cars 4-to-1 in Amsterdam. Building bike infrastructure instead of roads could save municipalities $400 billion over 30 years. LED lighting represents another urban revolution. Unlike inefficient incandescent bulbs that function like space heaters that emit light, LEDs create light through electroluminescence, using 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs and half as much as fluorescents. With lighting accounting for 15% of global electricity use, LEDs will be vital to meeting growing demand while reducing emissions. District heating and cooling systems leverage urban density by channeling hot or cool water from a central plant through underground pipes to many buildings. Copenhagen's standout system meets 98% of heating demand while using seawater for cooling. Though high upfront costs remain a barrier, these networks could grow from 0.01% to 10% of heating demand by 2050, reducing emissions by 9.4 gigatons and saving $3.5 trillion. These urban solutions demonstrate that cities can be transformed from climate problems into climate solutions through thoughtful design, technology, and planning. Transportation accounts for 23% of global emissions, but solutions range from improving efficiency to transitioning beyond fossil fuels entirely. Drawdown explores how rethinking mobility can reduce emissions while improving quality of life. Electric vehicles have a long history dating back to 1828, with early EVs outselling both gasoline and steam-powered cars in the late 19th century. Today's EVs are about 60% efficient compared to gasoline vehicles 15%, with significantly lower operating costs equivalent to 72 cents per gallon compared to gasoline at 230. EVs produce half the emissions when powered from the grid and 95% less when powered by solar. Sales have multiplied tenfold in less than a decade, with Bloomberg projecting 400 million cumulative EV sales by 2040. Mass transit offers another powerful climate solution by moving more people with fewer emissions. Pioneered by innovations like Curitiba's Bus Rapid Transit System, which moves 2 million passengers daily at installation costs 50 times less than rail, public transportation reduces greenhouse gases when people choose it over cars. Beyond emissions reduction, mass transit relieves traffic congestion, improves safety, preserves urban land for higher uses, reduces air pollution, and makes cities more equitable. High-speed rail offers an efficient alternative to flying or driving for medium-distance travel, reducing carbon emissions by up to 90%. Electrically powered trains traveling at speeds up to 270 miles per hour have captured majority market share on popular routes like London-Paris and Madrid-Barcelona. While expensive to build, $15 to $80 million per mile, HSR provides significant environmental benefits when it replaces sufficient air and vehicle trips. Ride-sharing, the practice of filling empty seats by pairing drivers and riders with common routes, has evolved from WW2 car-sharing clubs to today's tech-enabled platforms. With only 5 out of every 100 commuter cars carrying passengers, even small shifts could have significant impact. Companies like BlaBlaCar, connecting 25 million members across 20 countries, UberPool, Lyftline, and Waze are using algorithms to match riders efficiently. Even conventional transportation modes are becoming more efficient. Ships, which move more than 80% of global trade, are implementing design improvements like ducktails that reduce resistance and compressed air lubrication systems. Slow steaming reduces fuel use by up to 30%. Collectively, available efficiency approaches could reduce shipping emissions by 30 to 55% by 2030. These transportation solutions demonstrate that mobility doesn't have to come at the expense of the climate. By reimagining how we move people and goods, we can create systems that are both more efficient and more enjoyable. The most important insight about materials in the 20th century came from biologist John Todd, who coined the phrase "waste equals food," a practice common in living systems but historically absent from manufacturing. Drawdown explores how rethinking materials and waste can significantly reduce emissions. Refrigerants and cooling systems have a complicated environmental history. While chlorofluorocarbon CFCs were successfully phased out to protect the ozone layer, their replacements, hydrofluorocarbons HFCs, proved to be potent greenhouse gases with warming potential 1,000 to 9,000 times greater than carbon dioxide. The 2016 Kigali Amendment to the Montreal Protocol represents a breakthrough solution, mandating the global phase-out of HFCs. Scientists estimate it will reduce global warming by nearly 1 degree Fahrenheit, making it the single most impactful climate solution identified in drawdown. Cement, the binding powder used in concrete, is the second most used substance in the world after water. Conventional production releases significant carbon dioxide both from energy use and the chemical process itself. Alternative cements replace some clinker with volcanic ash, certain clays, finely ground limestone, and industrial waste products like blast furnace slag and fly ash. These substitutes bypass the carbon-intensive kiln processing step. According to the UN Environment Program, global clinker substitution could realistically reach 40% and avoid up to 440 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually. Recycling household waste reduces greenhouse gas emissions because producing new products from recovered materials often saves significant energy. For example, recycled aluminum products use 95% less energy than those made from virgin materials. Even accounting for the fossil fuels used in collection, transport, and processing, recycling remains an effective approach to managing waste while addressing emissions. Industrial recycling extends this principle to manufacturing, construction, mining, and commercial waste streams. Extended producer responsibility, EPR, are increasingly popular, making companies responsible for managing their products post-use. Some companies voluntarily take back their products. Interface reclaims carpet tiles as feedstock for new ones, while Patagonia collects worn wear for repair or recycling. Paper recycling offers substantial climate benefits. Studies show virgin fiber paper emits an average of 10.67 tons of carbon dioxide per ton of product, while recycled paper produces just 2.92 tons, a 70% difference. Recent life cycle assessments find recycled paper generates just 1% of the climate impacts of virgin paper while consuming a quarter of the water and requiring 20 to 50% less energy. These material solutions demonstrate that by mimicking nature's circular systems, we can dramatically reduce emissions while creating more sustainable economies. Among Drawdown's most surprising findings is the powerful climate impact of social solutions, particularly those related to women and girls. The project reveals that enhancing women's rights and well-being significantly improves the future of life on our planet. Educating girls ranks as one of the top climate solutions. Women with more education have fewer, healthier children and better manage their reproductive health. Education increases women's wages and mobility, reduces maternal and infant mortality, decreases child marriage and disease rates, improves agricultural productivity, and empowers women at home and in society. Education also builds resilience to climate change impacts, as educated women can combine traditional knowledge with new information to adapt to environmental changes. Family planning complements education as a powerful climate solution. 225 million women in lower-income countries want the ability to choose whether and when to become pregnant, but lack access to contraception, resulting in 74 million unintended pregnancies yearly. Securing voluntary, high-quality family planning services would improve women's health, welfare, and life expectancy while having ripple effects on greenhouse gas emissions. Women smallholders represent another critical intervention point. Women make up 43% of agricultural labor force in low-income countries, yet face significant disadvantages compared to male farmers. With equal rights to land and resources, women smallholders grow more food, feed families better, and reinvest 90% of earnings into education, health, and nutrition for their families, compared to 30-40% for men. Beyond gender-specific solutions, Drawdown emphasizes that reversing global warming fundamentally depends on community, collaboration, and cooperation, qualities hardwired into human nature. As Paul Hawken reflects, climate action isn't just about what I can do, but what we can do as a movement. Movements transform social norms, making the once acceptable unthinkable. The economics of regeneration now favor solutions over problems. Restoration creates more jobs than destruction, and renewable energy employs more people than fossil fuels. Project Drawdown itself exemplifies this collaborative approach, with over 250 people working together to create the research. This human dimension reminds us that climate solutions aren't just technical fixes, but opportunities to create more just, equitable, and vibrant communities. By addressing social inequities alongside technological challenges, we can build a future that works better for everyone. What do the numbers tell us? Implementing all drawdown solutions would reduce or sequester 1,051 gigatons of carbon dioxide by 2050 under the plausible scenario. More aggressive implementation could increase this to 1,442 gigatons and achieve net reduction of atmospheric carbon dioxide by 2050. The optimum scenario, with 100% clean renewable energy adoption, could potentially reach drawdown by 2045. The total first cost of all solutions is $129 trillion over 30 years, $440 per person annually. But the net cost, compared to business as usual, is only $27 trillion, with net operating savings of $74 trillion. In other words, addressing climate change is actually less expensive than continuing our current path. Solution rankings reveal surprising insights. While energy solutions feature prominently, the top 10 include unexpected entries like refrigerant management, ranked number 1, educating girls and family planning, ranked 6 and 7, and tropical forests, ranked 5. This diverse mix of technological, ecological, and social solutions underscores the need for a comprehensive approach. The path forward requires action at multiple levels. Individuals can adopt plant-rich diets, reduce food waste, install rooftop solar, and support girls' education. Communities can implement bike infrastructure, walkable cities, and local renewable energy. Businesses can pursue regenerative agriculture, industrial recycling, and building efficiency. Governments can protect forests, phase out HFCs, and invest in public transportation. What makes Drawdown truly revolutionary is its hopeful vision. Rather than focusing on sacrifice and restriction, it presents climate action as an opportunity to build a better world. One with cleaner air, healthier food, more vibrant communities, and greater equality. The solutions exist, they're economically viable, and they're already being implemented around the world. As we face the greatest challenge of our time, Drawdown offers a crucial reminder. We have the tools to reverse global warming. The question is not whether we can do it, but whether we will choose to act with the urgency the situation demands. The future of our planet depends on our answer.